founded the company in October 1950 while still a 19-year-old student at St. John's College. Late that year, he decided to start a record company, which he called Elektra, named for a Greek demigoddess who presided over the artistic muses. Looking for a way to make the name Elektra different, Holtzman was inspired by the use of the letter K in Kodak's trademark. So he substituted the C for the K, and Elektra was born. His initial logo consisted of the letters spelled out, turning two M's on edge to create the E's. 2 months later, he made the first Elektra record, a 12-inch LP of Modern Leader, performed by soprano Georgiana Bannister. Released the following March, New Songs by John Gruen sold barely 100 copies, an inauspicious beginning for what would become one of the most admired success stories of the LP era. So Holtzman, as the owner of an upstart independent record label, decided to focus on one particular kind of music.
There was a business decision in going with folk music, but it was a canny decision, which I didn't realize how canny it was at the time. The areas for independence were mostly classical music. Vanguard had the Bachiel series and did wonderful recordings there. Cetrosoria did opera. They were wonderful small labels doing all kinds of stuff. But Folkway was doing folk music, and nobody else was doing folk music. And I reasoned that I would hate to wake up one morning and find out that I had a Haydn piano trio, which I thought was the only one, and then there's suddenly another version on some label. Whereas with folk music, you would have a distinctive performance which was not copyable. Thus, the records would have a long shelf life. That was the key insight that I had as to why I chose folk music. I also happened to love folk music, but I had started out with a Modern Leader album, which sort of was to get me into the business, but then I quickly switched to folk music after that with Gene Ritchie and Frank Warner.
Gene Ritchie and Frank Warner were the two folk artists Holtzman first recorded. In the beginning, Holtzman recorded the artists in their apartments or homes. I thought it was them, bringing his own portable equipment, which he operated himself. From the very start, Holtzman knew that what he wanted to get was an intimate, personal sound, which he thought folk music reflected. In 1951, he experimented with 78 RPM singles. However, at the same time, he started manufacturing 10-inch LPs. The 78s were released on the New York State Historical Association label and finally on Stratford. You'll note Jack Holtzman giving himself producer's credit, which may be the first time ever on a 78 that occurred. Only a few issues were made before Holtzman dropped 78s in favor of LPs. One of the 78s featured a college chum Holtzman had met at St. John's College by the name of Glenn Yarbrough.
First quail calls, follow the drinking gold. For the old man is a-waiting for to carry you to freedom if you follow the drinking gold.
Although designers such as Alex Steinweiss are credited as having the first introduced album cover art in the late 1930s, many record companies at the dawn of the LP era used generic covers, such as this one in Columbia's Pop series. But Holtzman had two reasons to use cover art for his new folk label. One reason was strictly artistic, but there was a more practical reason as well. Next track.
There was no way to market records. There was no good way, no efficient way to market records like we have the web today. If you tried to take advertisements out, even in folk magazines, they meant very little. Because it was clear to me from watching the way people functioned in record stores, and I watched it a lot because I had my own record store. They pick up the sleeve if it was attractive, and then they would turn to the back. And their judgment was made upon that album in their hand. So I decided the major aspect of our marketing would be in getting the covers right. It was that simple. Because we'd send free records out to radio stations, to those that had folk shows. 40 in the country. some college radio stations. It just made more sense to get the cover right and go where you knew people were coming to buy the damn things. And so, what was the best advertisement? Either 100 or 144, depending upon the size of the album, square inches of surface. That's why the cover was so important.
The first folk music album on Elektra was by singer Gene Ritchie. The cover photo was provided free by Ritchie's husband, photographer George Pico, who supplied many early photos to Elektra. But for the most part, Elektra's early covers in the 1950s consisted of line drawings. In the beginning, Holtzman hired illustrators to design his album covers. Famed children's author Maurice Sendak was a struggling young Greenwich Village illustrator when Holtzman hired him to create three covers for Elektra. The charming and elegantly detailed drawings he produced accompanied two albums of ethnic folk music by Cynthia Gooding and a selection of children's songs by Shep Ginandes. In 1953, Holtzman hired William S. Harvey to be his permanent art director. Harvey was a 27-year-old artist with an impeccable eye for what to do with the 100 square inches available on a 10-inch record album cover. Harvey's first assignment was to design a new logo for Elektra, which was used on the front of their new album catalog. Next, he was asked to come up with an image to accompany an album of morose songs of death and dying, sung by folk singer Hallie Wood. Harvey's result was this simple line drawing of his daughter Joanne sleeping. EKL-10 would be the first of hundreds of LP covers Harvey designed. In the remaining 3 years of Elektra's 10-inch series, Harvey developed his craft, experimenting with other ideas, each a visual representation of the music on the records. Here's a sampling of 10-inch LP covers designed by Bill Harvey in the 50s.
I love my true love, I loved him well, I loved him better than tongue can tell, I loved him better.
Shady Grove, my true love, Shady Grove, my honey, Shady Grove, my true love, don't you Shady Grove.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die. I met her on the mountain.
Can you play the blues? I said, I play the harmonica. I've been playing the harmonica since I was 14 years old. I played it when I was 9 years old, but I hadn't gotten a profession playing the blues. But now still I can play the blues. I said, what you want to hear? He said, I want you to play me the blues.
Babbo non vuole mamma nemmeno, come faremo a fare l'amor? Babbo non vuole mamma nemmeno, come faremo a fare l'amor? Se vuoi
how can I marry you? No hat to wear.
Up she jumped and away she ran down to the market square. There she bought a hat for Lazy John to wear.
Lazy John, Lazy John.
A poor unworthy boy once dared to disregard his mother's care. He heeded not her warning voice, nor listened to her earnest prayer. From her advice he turned.
Oh, where are you going, my pretty little miss? Where are you going, my honey? She answered me so modestly on an errand for my mummy. How old are you, my pretty little miss? How old are you?
I'm going down the road feeling bad. I'm going down the road feeling bad. I'm going down the road feeling bad. Lord, I ain't gonna be treated this away.
Bill Harvey's new logo for Elektra was unveiled on a 10-inch anthology, which Jack Holtzman called a sampler album, the first time that term had been ascribed to a phonograph record. But in 1956, the record industry phased out the 10-inch label in favor of the 12-inch format. Retailers realized that a 12-inch LP took up just about as much linear space as a 10-inch one, but sold for more money. So pressure was put on record companies to discontinue the smaller format. Although Holtzman liked the 30-minute length of the 10-inch LP, he embraced the change, which added 44 square inches of workspace to his album covers. The final 10-inch Elektra release was by a recent artist signed to the label, folk singer Josh White. White had been blacklisted by the folk community after cooperating with the House Un-American Activities Committee and could only find work by going abroad. But Jack Holtzman recognized his immense talent and issued a double LP in the 10-inch format, which focused on the legend of John Henry. In 1955, in preparation for his new 12-inch series, Holtzman recorded White again. Bill Harvey used this photograph from the session as the model for this exquisite line drawing of White used on EKL 102, Josh at Midnight. Here's a selection of other early 12-inch album covers by Bill Harvey.
Well, 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 so I can die easy. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. I'm going on down to the...
Je cherche fortune tout autour du chat noir au clair de la lune à Montmartre. Je cherche fortune...
Bill Harvey was inspired by Picasso, as you can tell here.
Oh, the little black bull come down the meadow. Who's in Johnny? Who's in Johnny? The little black bull come down the meadow. Long time ago. Long time ago. Long time ago. Oh, the little black bull come down the meadow. Long time ago. There was a little man and he had a little can and he used to rush the growler. He went to a saloon on a Sunday afternoon. You ought to hear the bartender holler. No more booze, no more booze, no more booze on Sunday. No more booze, no more booze. Gotta get your can filled Monday.
Me prestarás tus alitas, me prestarás tus alitas, me prestarás tus alitas. Pálida verá mi amor, cucuricú, 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 cucuricú. Pobrecito, te colotea, se cansa de volar.
Many of the new 12-inch LPs were merely repackagings of the old 10-inch series. Some were combinations of several 10-inch albums, while on others, Holtzman called in his recording artists to augment their LPs with additional tracks. By this time, several changes began to take place. First was Bill Harvey's more regular use of photographs in replacing the innovative but out-of-date line drawings. To reflect this updating, Holtzman and Harvey revised many of the album covers. They would do this consistently throughout the late 50s and early 60s. The first big seller that Elektra ever had was Songs of a Russian Gypsy by Theodore Bikel, Elektra's first superstar. Bikel was a film actor who had appeared in The African Queen with Humphrey Bogart and Katharine Hepburn. Bikel would get an Oscar nomination for his role in The Defiant Ones in 1957, and so Holtzman would use Bikel's picture on most of his album covers, whereas with most other artists, he used models and actors. Though Songs of a Russian Gypsy was selling well after its release, Holtzman wasn't happy with the album cover. Number six.
After the original was shot and it sold very, very well, I said the cover doesn't have enough sense of movement. It's a little staged, so let's go back and do it again. We did it again. I was famous for doing shit like that. I was never satisfied. I looked upon a record catalog. Now, I looked upon Elektra as a body of work. And if I could improve stuff at any time, I would go back and I would improve it. I wanted to be proud of everything that was out there. It's when you own the company, even though we didn't have any money until big things happened to us in the 60s, my pride was on the line. I felt for every one of those records. I had recorded most of them myself. I didn't want to give anybody less than I knew what we were capable of doing. It's not that way anymore. I don't know whether there's room for that kind of personal record making anymore. I would hope so.
Jack Holtzman himself made a Hitchcock-like cameo on the revised cover of Songs of a Russian Gypsy. That's him, the out-of-focus Cossack, playing the guitar in the ensemble on the revised cover on the right. Here are some of the more notable before and after images of Elektra album covers. Note the changes from static, uninteresting graphics to the more exciting and sometimes controversial revisions.
Наше счастью вот конец, их видов, тап-тап-тап, то-то. Гори-гори! Эй!
Tobacco is an Indian weed, grows green at morn, cut down at eve. It shows our decay, we are but clay. Think of this when you smoke tobacco.
Come baby down the road, here we go, baby down the road, here we go, baby down the road, here we go, baby down that road, side by side.
In Nottingham town, not a soul would look up, not a soul would look up, not a soul would look down, not a soul would look up, not a soul would look down, to show me the way to fair Nottingham town.
Pretty daring for the Eisenhower era.
Ay, que me equivoco. Y el de la mula, gorda mamita mía, es mi cuñao, es mi cuñao.
Ole la palma.
De los cuatro muleros, mamita mía, que van al río, que van al río, que van al agua.
Aside from Bikel, few other Elektra artists were pictured on the album covers. Even those by Ed McCurdy, whose LPs of bawdy poems from the Elizabethan era set to music were some of Elektra's bestsellers. In this revised cover, the jolly jester playing the lute was Jack Holtzman's then business partner, Leonard Ripley, while Jack himself appears in red, ogling a saucy wench, actually a Playboy playmate. Even Bill Harvey got into the cameo act. Here he is as a drill sergeant terrorizing Oscar Brand on the original album cover of one of Brand's many popular records of risque service songs. This cover was recalled because the Marine Corps objected to the authenticity of Harvey's uniform and made him change it. The album cover revision that proved to Holtzman the value of effective graphic design was the one done for Theo Bikel's Folk Songs of Israel. Here's the original 10-inch LP from 1955. The revised 12-inch cover attracted a flood of mail to the Elektra offices, wanting to know the identity of the fetching young Sabra and the location of the Israeli shtetl where this must have been shot. Little did anyone know that this was merely another model hired to trudge joyfully through a field somewhere on Long Island. Another startling Bikel cover revision resulted in the transformation from the rather stilted charcoal drawing and woodcut featured on EKL 109 into the infinitely more interesting depiction of Eve once again in the Garden of Eden reaching for that elusive apple. And finally, a rare mock-up of a deleted album cover revision to a Doors album from the end of the Holtzman era that never saw the light of day. Eventually, all Elektra artists began to be featured on album covers. Those who were not as glamorous as others were given interesting settings to appear in. On his first album of Jewish folk songs, Bikel himself appeared, leaning on a guitar in front of a Lower East Side brick wall with a theater poster on it, listing the songs in Yiddish and speaking to a young yeshiva boy, actually a Puerto Rican street kid. According to Bikel, he reasoned that no brick wall worth its salt should be without graffiti. So he took a crayon and wrote a word on the wall next to the Jewish poster. The word consisted of three Hebrew letters, Pe, Aleph, and Kof. When pronounced, it resulted in the first F-bomb to appear on a record album. It's hard to pick out today, but when I asked Jack Holtzman about it, he said crustily, "Oh, it's there all right." In our next sequence, we see Elektra artists of the early 60s placed in a variety of unusual and interesting settings.
I'm going back to Swannanoatana. That's my home, honey. That's my home. Mr. Truck Driver, give me a ride. Can't stand here till the day that I die. I'm on the road again. On the road again. Well, I nastily had to leave my home. I'm on the road again.
But when I got to my old draft board, buddy, this is what I said. Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I've got eyes like a bat, and my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Yes, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school, and I'm a-working in a defense plant.
Some are dead and some are living in my life. I've loved them all.
Now I'm on Black Mountain. You can't keep a man in jail. Now I'm on Black Mountain.
I'm guessing that's New Jersey that he's standing on.
And if the jury find him guilty, judge's gonna go his bail.
Blues on the ceiling, over my head, running down the walls, across the floor and over my bed. Blue lights across the street blinking off and on. It's so lonely now she's gone. I'll never get out of these blues alive. I'll never get out of these crazy blues.
Your name.
One of the most celebrated and strange album covers of the rock era was The Doors' Strange Days, which only featured the group on a poster on the wall on the right. Since lead singer Jim Morrison refused to appear on the cover of the album, photographer Joel Brodsky drew inspiration from Federico Fellini's 1954 circus film La Strada and photographed a group of acrobats and jugglers on a street in New York, specifically the 150 block of East 36th Street in Manhattan. Apparently, they had trouble finding models since most circuses were out on summer tour. The trumpet player is actually a cabbie that Bill Harvey grabbed from a passing taxi cab. He offered him $5 to appear in the shot, and the driver apparently called him later and asked where he could further his modeling career. The muscle man was actually the doorman at the Friars Club. As the 1960s began, Elektra's covers became more innovative and daring. Trick photography, matting, unusual lighting techniques, and use of multiple images helped infuse the covers with a sense of motion, which Jack Holtzman strived to achieve on each album. Elektra had now developed a reputation for its quality product, both in its music and its album design. And you can see the use of motion by deliberately blurring the image of the Butterfield Blues Band, softening the image of Theodore Bickel, supposed to be his father looking over his shoulder, TV horror host Zachary with the unusual double imaging, and then the amazing shot of Corner Ray and Glover used on the upper right. The Teddy Charles album is one of my favorite Elektra album covers. It had been speculated that they got that effect by putting lights on the end of his mallets when he was playing the vibes, but that didn't work very well, so they ended up matting in the designs. And I assume that's what they did with the Anita Ellis album. And of course, that he used many times the multiple images on these two guitar and bass album. Here are some of the stunning images Elektra produced during this period, all under the direction of Bill Harvey.
Woke this morning with an awful aching head. Baby left me just a room and an empty bed. When my bed, chain gang is my home, jailhouse is my stopping place. Don't care
about it.
Sure is a low-down place.
Black, black, black is the color of my true love's
Art director Bill Harvey also recognized the value of humor in marketing records. The earliest examples of this were the ribald musical adaptations of bawdy Elizabethan poems on the Ed McCurdy album When Dalliance Was in Flower. Two sequels followed, sparking the signing of the chief perpetrator of naughty folk songs, Oscar Brand. This is the one on the upper left almost has an Hoffnung kind of quality to it. Oscar Brand embarked on a series of albums focusing on rowdy songs of the armed forces, which were followed by humorous occupational folk songs, all extremely successful in the Electric catalog. Here is a sampling of some of the most humorous and whimsical Bill Harvey covers. And if there are any kids in the audience, parents, cover their ears.
Let her face be fair, her breasts be bare, and a voice let her have that can warble. Let her belly be soft, but to mount me aloft, let her bounding buttocks be marble.
These London wenches are so stout, they care not what they do. They will not let you have a bout without a crown or two, without a crown or two.
I had a wife and gotten the good of her. Here's how I easy get rid of it. Took her out and chopped the head of her early in the morning. Seeing as how there was no evidence for the sheriff or his reverence, they had to call it an act of providence early in the morning.
Down the Yalu doing 6 and 20 par, when a call came from the major, oh won't you save me sir, got 3 black holes in my wingtips and my tanks ain't got no gas, mayday, 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 I got 6 MiGs on my ass, oh hallelujah.
Here you pay 20 cents for a bottle of beer. They call it hot to you and it tastes mighty queer. There's an Indian chief on the label to show. The Indian sign makes you go, 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 go. When the U.S. Alaska comes steaming in view, to scrape off her bottom and pick up a crew. Nary a seaman was fit for the sea. They'd all been on leave and they all had VD. So hurrah!
My first strafing mission put this gray into my hair. We made it on the treetops with a half an inch to spare. And as we strafed across the fields, our props were cutting grass. We got so low, a goddamn shrub was tickling my ass.
Now just supposing you got cash to spare and you love to live, but you don't know where. You want a house, but you like to roam, so you look around for a seafaring home with none of that dull permanence that men abhor. And lady, if your husband's alcoholic, this'll put him on the water for good. Now, houseboats
come. Landing gear locks removed. Ignition on. Master on. Hydraulic and brake pressure check. Heaters and de-icers check. Pitot heat on. Hydraulic fluid check.
Quote: a 50 Oscar in a top condition, only 1,500 miles on the road. That means 1,500 with the motor, cause the other 10,000 it had to be towed. Beware,
beware,
take care,
take care.
You got to read between the lines.
In Britain, our ball measures 1.62. It's 1.68 neath the red, white, and blue. But in Northern Iguana, one fact doth appall. They practice their putting with no balls at all.
What?
No balls at all. No balls at all. A very small putter and no balls at all.
Say, why not be an operator? Cut it now, sew it later. Surgery is where the heavy dough is. If a patient's got toe mane, you can free him from the pain soon as you discover where the toe is. Surgery, surgery. First you slice and then you stitch. Cut it out and you'll be rich. Surgery, surgery. There's no peril, keep it sterile. Surgery. Why waste time?
Bill Harvey also enjoyed experimenting with color. And in our next segment, we'll look at a number of the more stunning and colorful album covers produced during the 1950s and 60s. But first, this is an inscription found in a book as illustrated by Shel Silverstein, who was also an Elektra artist and an annotator. H is for Harvey. See Bill Harvey sitting at his drawing board. You don't? Where is Bill Harvey? Check one. A, at the Five Brothers Cheapy Restaurant, entertaining a group of foreign dignitaries under the assumption that they are at the Four Seasons. B, held without bail at the 14th Precinct for the first-degree murder of Jack Holtzman. C, at home, begatting another Harvey infant to ensure the future strength of the Harvey clan, the country, and the Catholic Church. Or D, lying in a crumpled heap in 14th Street after a jump from the fourth floor window after being unable to think of any more new ways to show Theo Bikel's face. Okay, let's do the colorful ones now. This, I think, is the most amazing Elektra cover of them all. Elektra didn't completely abandon drawings during the 1960s. There were a select few that were commissioned for Erich von Schmidt, a Cambridge-based folk singer and student of the urban blues revival. An accomplished artist, von Schmidt is credited for his work on the three Project albums and the Texas State Prison Negro Folklore sessions, a la Alan Lomax, that was done in the 1960s. There was also an attempt to capitalize on the coming Beatle craze with these two albums. But as the folk revival moved through the decade, folk singers began to tire of the same old traditional folk songs, looking for ways of expressing themselves in a more relevant way to the quickly changing world. Thus began the era of the singer-songwriter. Missing the opportunity to sign Joan Baez and Bob Dylan, Jack Holtzman nevertheless assembled a potent roster of talented singers, writers, and musicians who celebrated folk music traditions as well as wrote new songs that helped initiate the protest movement. Tom Paxton and Judy Collins were the best sellers on the Elektra catalog. To reflect these new personalities, Bill Harvey's album covers took on a more personal tone. Jack Holtzman's penchant for in-your-face artwork resulted in intense close-up shots of his new cadre of performers, each mirroring their complex personalities. One of the most disturbing was this image of the tortured Tim Buckley, who would die of a heroin overdose at the age of 28. Here are some others.
And a sea.
Yes, I see.
And a sea.
Yes, I see.
On the last day of July. And a sea.
Yes, I see.
Yes, I see. On the last day of July. Clouds are gathered.
And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy.
Morning again. The sun is probably shining. Someone is probably finding his way.
morning again.
I said wait in the water.
Marma Cass purportedly stole her onstage persona from Judy Henske.
God's gonna trouble the water away.
That spider got 8 legs, honey. Oh, now I'm only bone with 2. Spider got 8 legs, mountain. Oh, now I'm only bone with 2. That don't stop me from catching off to you.
A season, turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven. But if somehow you could pack up your sorrows and give them all to me, you would lose them. I know how to use them. Give them all.
One important aspect of graphic design is the art of typography. In today's world, computer graphics can be generated at the click of a button. But 40 years ago, Bill Harvey had none of these labor-saving devices, and as a result, hand-designed each of the startling and inventive font styles that appeared on electric covers. In 1960, the Limelighters' debut album featured the group's name and a stylized logo, which eventually was used in all promotion, advertising, and merchandising by the group. This began a trend whereby other groups were given their own individualistic logos and brands. Some of these became legendary, while others, no less original and stunning, were relegated to obscurity. Here's a selection of Bill Harvey's most unique and famous group logos. Some of Bill Harvey's most astounding work came in the late 1960s. At this time, album covers were becoming more complex, and with the arrival of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper in 1967, Harvey became fascinated with the concept of collage. He had attempted a few of these albums early in the decade, but beginning in the late 1960s, his album design reached a peak of complexity and inventiveness.
Down, 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 down
just don't work on you.
Now, the album cover you're looking at features the influential hard rock band MC5, a major precursor of punk rock, which would come in the 1970s. If you look closely in the upper right-hand corner, you will see another Elektra in joke, visible in the iconoclastic collage, the image of the button-down conservative Bill Harvey in dress shirt and necktie. In 1970, Jack Holtzman sold all of his music interests to Warner Communications Incorporated, but continued his association with Elektra for three additional years. In 1973, Elektra was sold to David Geffen, absorbed with the Asylum label. Jack never stayed completely away from the music business, forming other labels, heading the Panavision Cinematography Company, and forming First Media, an entertainment industry investment firm. Today, a robust and healthy 75, Jack was brought back by Warner Music Group to head up the industry's first exclusively online record label called Cordless. Bill Harvey parted ways with Elektra in the early 70s. He died in 1995 at the age of 73. Along with British discographer Andy Finney and Bill Harvey Jr., who was also an art director and designer, I'll be writing a book on the history of Elektra album covers with the help of Jack Holtzman, who will be adding his own personal memories on this remarkable catalog of what is now fast becoming a lost art.
This is the end.
That is the end. You're dismissed for lunch, but you have questions, I can remain.